My name is Ruth Crump, Secretary of Ballartown Football Club. You are listening to the JD Welsh Premier League podcast with Jonah and Weber.
Well, you know, as if this Welsh Premier League hasn't been exciting enough, but the small matter of two games now that could decide a, well, £120,000 fate for one of those four teams still in the playoffs. Yes, there is a Europa League spot left, and me and Mark Jonah-Jones are going to discuss the start of that journey for Caernarfon, Cardiff Met, Bala and Newtown this weekend. Jonah, we can't underestimate the value of this game. It is the last chance saloon. It's very exciting. And God bless Brexit. I think it's increased the value of the overall purse you can get.
Yeah, listen, I think you undercooked it a bit there, Mark, when you said 110,000. I think because it's €210,000 just to play your first game. So, you know, especially...
Well, that's what I mean. They're both the euro and dollar, euro and pound are almost a parity now. So it's probably about 180,000, 190,000,
isn't it? Yeah, brilliant. And what you've got to remember, Mark, is you know, it changes a club's whole future. Right, one of these, you do it properly, you get into Europe, you look at, you know, you takes the pressure off people with finances and stuff like that. You might be able to sign a better player or two or three players, and you might be able to get continuity then. It gives you the chance not to be a one-off, innit? It's a fantastic format. It's brilliant to win. And I can remember, you know, seeing a few teams change, you know, go from mid-table regulars to top four regulars. And it doesn't half help. The finance is vital to these clubs.
Ah, yeah. But I can give you the other example of that coin. Kevin Druids won it last year. Had a bit of a sticky season this year, haven't they?
Yeah, I just think, yeah, of course you can. You can do that. I was talking to Hughie yesterday. I think that's because of the league, Mark. The league improving. When you've got teams coming into the league like Caernarfon, so start of the season, you wouldn't have had Caernarfon above Kevin Druids, but they've set their benchmark now. They want to be a top six side all the time, and whoever, you know, goes in this year as well, Airbus and Penobont might be the surprise team next year. So that's. That it doesn't guarantee you anything. That's you are right what you're saying. It doesn't guarantee you anything. Should help you, should push you higher, but it's no guarantees.
Well, you've mentioned the C word already, so we'll start there. The bigger game. Well, you know, they're both big games, but I know the one that's probably catching a little bit more excitement is the one that you're going to be watching for S4C on Saturday, that Caernarfon against Cardiff Met game, for so many reasons. Look, before we talk about it, let's hear from Sean Eardley.
As it stands after the league standings, you know, we're the fourth best team now in the JD Welsh Premier League, and, you know, considering it's our first season, it's a fantastic return. But the work starts now, to be quite honest, and... Yeah, we'll be ready to go now in training because we can't afford to stop now.
We know that we're playing Cardiff Met in the playoff at the Oval. What do you expect from that match?
A really tough game. A well-drilled, organised side. They've got some very, very good players, you know, that are operating there. You know, I think Adam Rossgrove coming back from injury is a big plus for them. The likes of Elliot Evans, you know, I think it's Charlie Baker. Will Evans is very, very good for them. And then obviously, you know, Emlyn Lewis, Waldridge, you know, the captain. They've got good players overall, you know, fantastic manager, good management team. And they'll be organised and they'll be well drilled. The problem with Cardiff Met is they're looking at it as third time lucky because they've got to the final, I think, against them down the road. I was going to mention the name.
Yeah, we can't mention
it. We can't mention it, but yeah, they got to the final against them down the road. Then they got to the final against Druids. They're going to want to get to another final. So they've got some wrongs to put right. We're in for a hellish tough game, but the lads were hurting after last week against TNS because of the amount of effort that we put in. We put an enormous amount of effort in tonight. Like I said, it's just, like you said there, Paul, it's a bit of a weird feeling because the lads are quite upbeat in there. You know, a few at the end, I think Nathan was down, I think Leo was down, because we simply couldn't have given anything more than what we did to try and get back in the game. But obviously, you know, Barry done us that favour. You know, my mic slip, Gav a message tonight. You know, I know Hughie will be probably bitterly disappointed, you know, without the home advantage. However, anyone can beat anyone out of these four teams. You know, Bala go to Newtown, that promises to be an excellent match. And we're at home to Cardiff Met. We're going to have, hopefully, you know, over 1,000 covies behind us. A few of the students might come up and make a day of it. And yeah, we're not looking to the final. We're not looking to Europe. We're looking to Cardiff Met now.
I know it's a bit twee and a bit obvious to start with the side which seems to have momentum behind it this season, has caught everybody's attention, not only just the players, but the fans as well.
Yeah, they've done fantastic, haven't they? And they've been the season's revelation, haven't they? With their crowds, with their, you know, maybe apart from Barrytown getting into Europe in third spot, which is, again, we'll say is absolutely fantastic. They have been the team of the season. To finish in fourth spot has been tremendous. So they may go into the playoffs as favourites with home advantage, but there's a lot of football to be played yet. A lot of football to be played yet. Eardley has done fantastic. I think he hit a bit of the buffers about 6 or 7 weeks ago, but they've done enough. He came back with 3 or 4 wins then to get Edge's side into fourth place. Like we said, he got the crowd behind him. This is going to be one hell of a game on Saturday, but it's also a hell of a game for the Met because, like Elliot Evans said, I think last week, they failed twice. So this is their third shot at it. So they've got the experience of these playoffs. The Carnarvon lads, it'll be their first experience of it. So that could be a big factor.
And I got to say, I think you're facing two sides here that like to play a good game of football. It's not going to be sort of turgid, cancel each other out stuff. One of the things I am interested in is the defence of Cardiff Met, which has come alive in the past few weeks, hasn't it? Or the past few months. They had a rocky start with injuries and stuff. Do you think they're in a good shape now at the back?
It's good, Mark. Goalkeepers, right, are absolutely vital. Fuller's back in, right? He's a big character in the university. He's a president of the club at the university. Goalkeepers, if anybody tells you any different, you know, John Danby's had a great season. Johnny never had the best of games, right, on Saturday, on Sunday in the final, and he's been a wonderful keeper, John. But you could be the best manager in the world, right? If your goalkeeper has an off day, you'd be going to be very lucky to win the game. So for the Met to have Fuller back in, and by the way, you know, Ramsey's done brilliant for Carnarvon. So the two number ones will have a big part to play in this, even as much as going to penalties at the end.
Well, they'll definitely be braced for that in a knockout tournament. I suppose you get mentally ready for the possibility of penalties, do you?
Well, of course you do, like you said, with the likes of £200,000 at stake. I think you have to practice them things, but there's some good players. You know, you've got the likes of Roscoe, you've got the likes of Elliot Evans, Will Evans, you've got your Danny Brookwells, you've got Darren Thomas, who's really lit. He's lit Carnarvon up the last 6 or 7 weeks. And I, you know, speak to the Carnarvon fans, especially you and Sean a lot, and he says he really has like caught fire at the right time. And I think the Carnarvon fans are expecting a lot from the so-called Covey Messi. He has it form and he could be a big player on the day.
Can we read anything into the fact that Carnarvon beat the Met home and away in the early part of the season, or was we have to admit that that was not the best purple patch of the Met's time?
I think you can. You can read it. Of course you can, because it'll give confidence to Carnarvon, because they've got, like you said, they've beaten them twice and they'll have it in their locker that they could beat them again. But this is a different scenario. This is a different scenario. So much pressure. It's not a cup final, but it is a cup final because, you know, you're two games away from Europe. So sending offs, like we said, errors, wonder goals, you know, if any, imagine it being in a 0-0 with about 10 minutes left, and one of the big centre-halves produces a Vincent Kompany shot last night. It's going to be something, Mark, that, you know, special to get you to the final of the Europa League playoffs. They're two games away from Europe, and these players, every one of these players, because not many of them have been there, if any of them have been there, they will be the biggest games of their careers.
Tell you what will also make it interesting, Jonah. I've been doing my homework. There were quite a few yellow cards dished out in those two meetings previously in the season. Of course, Dylan Rees getting sent off for Cardiff Met in the game at Carnarvon. So that implies that they're going to be squaring up to each other and neither side are afraid of each other, because I suspect a few of them have come either from Tasty Tackles or a bit of Argy Bargy.
Yeah, well, you're going to get it, Mark, in big games, aren't you? You know, you've got to look after yourself. You've got to make sure you get the better of your opponent, but you've got to be clever as well because, like I said, yellow cards, petty yellow cards usually lead to important red, so you've got to be careful. It's a great, Mark, it is a great game. That these two playoffs are excellent, but so, you know, so difficult to call. Home advantage, like we said, most probably in the bookmakers, will give Carnarvon favouritism, I think. But, like I said, the Met, third time of asking, might say they got to get it right one day. So, what a game in prospect, mate.
Well, indeed, and it's the one that you're going to be watching now. 24 hours earlier on the Facebook, it's Ballot and Newtown. Two sides that, well, certainly in the past, we've expected them to be a little bit higher up the table. What do you think is going through their minds at the moment that they're in a playoff scenario, and certainly in the case of Ballot, that they're not in a automatic European scenario?
Listen, I think they've had a, like you said, they've had a roller coaster season, Bala. But in two games' time, Colin Caton might have the chance to say to everybody, we proved you wrong. That is what these playoffs are all about. Newtown have done absolutely superb again under Chris Hughes' guidance. They've edged their way to fifth place. They got home advantage. And everybody says they shouldn't be there because, you know, their budget is not most probably as big as other clubs, but it's all about these two games now. Like I said, if Caton were to win the playoffs, he'd be walking home like a Cheshire Cat and he becomes a genius again. It's 4 years in a row for his team. So, you know, it might be a get-out card for these Ballot lads. They got the ability. They definitely got the ability. They got great players in it. You know, got the likes of Venables. They're big match players. Newtown got great players as well. So this is a real difficult one to call. It'll be football. They're both football sides, especially in Newtown. They get it down and they try and whiz around and create goals of football in way. And Bala, you know, they got, like I said, they got the likes of Venables, they got the likes of Henry Jones, they got quality midfielders in there as well. So one hell of a game again, Mark.
Well, let's hear from the big man who hopes to take them back into Europe. Colin Caton here.
Just try and get everybody back over the knocks and recovery this week and train well and be organised for next Friday.
Is the fact that we've just played Newtown and won, is it more of a help or a hindrance either than next week's game?
No, it's obviously good. You know, it'd be difficult and there'd be mind games if we'd have lost the game, but it was a tight game, could have gone either way on the day, and they've always been tight affairs this season, so there won't be any different. It'll be a difficult test, but, you know, one that we'll be prepared for.
As we know, confidence is such a huge factor in football. Does going into the playoffs on the back of two wins give us that boost?
Yeah, the two wins would be massive. We were on a bit of a bad run before that. And then to secure two wins going into the playoff is massive for us. You know, the confidence is high now. Lads are coming back from fitness. Lads have recovered from a few little niggles and stuff. So, you know, we'll train again tonight and then prepare ourselves the best we can on Wednesday and ready for Friday.
We'd obviously like to see as many town supporters there as we can on Friday, so what would you say to them?
No, as many supporters that can travel and make the trip and get behind the team, it would be absolutely fantastic for us. So, you know, if they can come and support, everybody likes a pat on the back, so the encouragement will go a long way for a big, big game that we need the support behind us.
What's interesting for me, Jonah, is recently these two sides have squeezed and eked out narrow victories, a goal in it. That implies maybe it will be a goal in it in this one.
Yeah, well, I don't think there's much between the two teams. I have to agree with you definitely there. If you had to call three results, right, the next two results, the two semi-final scores and the final score, if you had to write them down now, that would be long odds. You're talking long odds because nobody can call them. I don't think there's a goal between the four sides. So I don't see anybody, you know, lording it with 3 or 4 nil results. They're going to be nervous affairs, Mark, and there's going to be, you know, drama for me, definitely.
What's Newtown's front line going to be like in this game? What role are they going to play?
They've done well. They started to get goals. They get goals from all over the park, by the way, Newtown. They got a good choice. They got Mitch, they got Kenton, they got Amadi. Amadi's come from Aberdeen and he's done really well. So they got potential, you know, goal scorers. Fletcher in midfield's a good player. You know, Mills Evans, pretty good from corners and stuff like that. So they've had goal scorers. That's why they're fifth in the league. They almost got the fourth in the league, by the way, apart from a Kane McGlagan penalty. So they'll fancy themselves, Newtown. I've seen a few of them on Sunday night before the academy days. They were out on a day out, the Newtown boys, and they fancy it, mate.
I was just going to say one thing that they have got, which they didn't miss out on because they were fourth, is they have the home advantage. This game will be played at Latham Park. And we talked about the home advantage probably being good for Carnarvon. How do we rate the home advantage for Newtown?
Everybody wants home advantage. Bala would have loved home advantage at Maesteged. And the Met would have loved home advantage at Kincoyd College. But it is what it is. It's a semi-final. So you've got to get it in your head that you're going to a neutral venue if you can and just play it in them sort of in that sort of way. But if you're going to go and get into Europe, you're two games away, Mark, right? You're two games away from Europe. What bigger incentive could you have as a player at this level of football that you're 180 minutes away from, you know, getting on a plane and playing football in Europe?
Very much so. So the Newtown Bala game, 7:45 at Latham Park. If you can't watch it on the Facebook, get down there and see some fantastic football. And of course, one thing we do know, Jonah, is that if Carnarvon lose and it's Cardiff Met in the other half of that draw, the final will either be home at Newtown or home at Bala. So that's probably even a greater incentive. If they win through this one, there's a potential of home draw.
If Carnarvon were to get to the final, I think they could, you know, they could go way past 2,500. It would be unbelievable for this league. But, you know, you've got to be a little bit neutral and just say, may the best teams get in, and whoever gets to the final or whoever wins it or lifts it is going to make do well for the league in Europe.
Indeed. And we'll be talking in 7 days about that. Before we go, Jonah, some other interesting games have been played in the past few weeks. Up at Latham Park, as we will stay on that subject, we had the development and the under-14s team, and congratulations to Bala's under-14s, winning that game there at Latham Park. And, of course, we had the Development League as well. And for the second year running, Aberystwyth Town have taken that playoff. Let's hear from Barry Morgan.
We knew this year would be a bit more difficult. Last year we came under the radar a little bit, but this year we've been the team to beat, and the boys have stood up to it, and I'm actually delighted for the boys and the club that we've retained the title.
You seemed to be in control of the first half, and Druids then bravely came back right at the end of the first half, and then it was nip and tuck then for the rest of the game.
Yeah, I felt we probably dominated most of the first half, and we were quite disappointed to go in 1-0. It was a bad goal on our accord for not picking up a set piece. Second half agreed. I think it was a bit of a nervy, but I think the majority of the better chances came to us, and I think we deserved to win.
Robert Page, the intermediate team manager, was here watching the game today. People like Harry Rowe and Lee Jenkins won't have done themselves any harm tonight with performances like that, Barry.
I'm sure not. Lee Jenkins, obviously, and Harry, they've both come on a bundle there. Lee's got into our first team this year, and deservedly so. And he showed his immense talent with that first goal with his header.
You know, when you took over 2 seasons ago, Barry, Aberystwyth were a fairly mid-table team, and now you've been at the helm for 2 campaigns, and you've won the national title twice, so you must be doing something, right?
Something. To be fair to the boys, I've been quite lucky. I've really had a really good bunch of boys who've been committed from the start. I think they believed in what we're trying to do, and they've turned up training every week. They've worked hard, they've took on board what we're trying to say, and the rewards have come for them.
Well, he's got a bit of the Midas touch, hasn't he, Barry? I'm looking forward to meeting him on the stage at the Welsh Premier League Awards again this season, and the question I'll ask him is, well, 2 in a row... Is that a worry for the Welsh Premier League senior sides if all of this new blood's coming through?
Well, listen, what a great achievement for Barry. Barry Morgan, he's same as a manager, most probably as he was as a player. He was always wanted to win, Barry. He was a tough character on the pitch, and he's doing the job off the field. I mean, I was there, lucky enough to be there yesterday, and their 2-1 win against Kevin Druids, it was a good win for them. They deserved the win as well. They were most probably the better side on the day. But it was a great day there. It was a great day. Cambrian and Cleric again. They took the under-12s, Mark. Bala, the under-14s. Cambrian and Cleric, the under-16s. And Aberystwyth, the under-19s. And it was a brilliant day of football. And well-supported as well. Like I say, Robert Page, the Welsh under-21 manager, was there. And he liked a few of the players. You know, he was keen. He took interest in a few of the players and said, if this is what's coming through, we will be taking more notice of this league. I was, you know, enthused by the way he talked about it.
Do you think other senior teams should worry about that Aberystwyth, what Aberystwyth has got then?
I just think it's the next stage. It's, you can win the under-19s, and it's fantastic to win. But I think the big winner is if you produce three. Three is massive, Mark. If you produce three of them into your first team, I think that is the winner that they're after, and that's what Aberystwyth will be after. Barry producing maybe three a year, and you can start to build a team that way. You know, they've got the lad who scored the goal yesterday, Jenkins, he's been playing, he's only like 17. They've had Matthew Jones from the academy, he's playing. So they got a couple in there already, and that's the way to do it, Mark. If you can bring them through from your academy, you're on a winner. The crowds love locals coming through, and Aberystwyth is a tough place to go and play when all the locals are playing and the local fans are behind them. So, yeah, that's the winner. Bring in three or four through to your first team.
Well, congratulations to Barry. Now, when me and Jonah come back in 7 days, we will be previewing a playoff final worth, by the time the currency fluctuations happen, €4 trillion to whoever wins through. But if you can entertain yourself this weekend, there's only two places to go. Latham Park, Friday evening, 7:45. And then, of course, the Oval at 7:30 on Saturday, the 11th of May, for that game between the Covies and Cardiff Met. And we will discuss that next week. And we'll have a look at that Manager of the Season Award and also Player of the Season Award. Say goodbye, Jonah.
Cheers, Mark. All the best to everybody involved on the weekend.